is up. Absolute Cintron on the open. Al Cintron, the fan number to join, 888-808-1019. Got Fleas behind the glass. Well, well, well. Congratulations to the world champion baseball team from Valenzuela as they defeat the fake Captain America and the United States team, who, by the way, was minus 115 favorites going into the WBC. Japan was second, plus 390. DR was right there, plus 390 as well. Significant favorites. And just like the Bronx Bombers in the playoffs, Aaron Judge and Team U.S., home run or nothing, can't get the job done. Come up small in the championship game down in Miami, and it's one big party. And to be honest with you, I wish I was down there right now because the scene must be tremendous. We all know the scenery, and you know what I'm saying, if you've seen the videos on social media. Priceless. Shake it. Twerk away. Now, I'm going to have fun because when Juan Soto versus Team America struck out looking, grounded out versus Mr. Rogers, the Yankee fans had fun coming at me, a Met fan. Now, I don't understand. It was Team DR versus U.S., but okay. You had your fun. Juan Soto didn't come up big. It's like he's having fun. All that other crap. Now, yesterday I said I agreed with Aaron Judge when it comes to the atmosphere of WBC compared to the World Series. And he's talking about his only World Series appearance, which wasn't fun. It was not fun. When you drop a fly ball in the fifth inning of Game 5 and all hell breaks loose and you lose, and you come up, you know, small in the World Series in that playoff run, of course it's not going to be fun. There's nothing, and I'm going to double down on it, there's nothing baseball-wise when it comes to the WBC versus the World Series atmosphere. It's not close. The intensity and the drama and the fact that, especially, it's a tournament. And then you have the knockout round. Win or go home. One game. Pretty much a game 7. So the atmosphere is tremendous. But Aaron Judge, you got to back it up. You have to back it up. You can't go, what was it, 2 for 11, 6 Ks? Tonight, well, last night now, it's past midnight. 0 for 4 with 3 Ks? 0 for 4. 3 Ks. And if it wasn't for the miserable Bryce Harper, who I can't root for, they would have got blanked. 3 hits. 3 hits for the Big Bad USA team. 3 of them. Now you're going to say, well, Nolan McClain, you know, he didn't, you know, do his thing. He did exactly what he's supposed to do in this type of setting. He didn't lose the game. 3 hits for Team USA. That's what lost the game. Home run or nothing lineup. That's what lost the game. Not Nolan McClain. But I realized because, you know, we're in that age where it's trolling, go back and forth, that you're going to take your shots. Nolan McClain has pitched what? 8 regular season games and was phenomenal for the Mets. And he pitched in the WBC these 2 games. So pretty much 10 big starts. Big league starts. Because I count the WBC, a lot of these guys are big leaguers. Especially the you know, as you get deep into the tournament. He did his job. You know who didn't do their job? Aaron Judge and Team USA's offense. Home run or nothing. They had an advantage. They had the off day. Valenzuela did not have the off day. For a long period of time, the U.S. didn't have a runner in scoring position since the fourth inning versus DR. This was all set up for Team USA to win. Separated from the brackets, from Japan, having the day off. You had organizations, three organizations called the Team Valenzuela manager and said, don't pitch our pitches. I'm pretty sure the Cubs were one of them. With Danny Valencia throwing 100 miles per hour, striking out everybody and their grandmama. He pitched. And got the final out and the save. You notice who's saying, this is an exhibition. This doesn't matter. You see all the other teams playing with the passion, the pride, partying, having fun. And you got Team USA all buttoned up. Butt all tight. All corporate. Now, they were having some fun versus DR. They finally decided to let loose. But I couldn't be on that roster. That team, it's a bunch of all-stars. You hear Eugenio Suarez's comments after the game? We're a team. We are a family. We support each other. We love each other. Look around the classic. Japan, Korea, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Mexico, DR. Heck, even Canada. Italy. I know it's Italian-Americans, but Italy with the espresso machine. All embraced it. They all embraced it. Didn't say a bad word about it. Didn't knock it. Didn't mock it. They embraced it. Aaron Judge did embrace it. I'll give him credit for that. And I stand by him when he said what he said about the atmosphere in the WBC compared to the World Series. His World Series experience. Not Derek Jeter's whole World Series experience. Not A-Rod's World Series experience. His experience in the World Series, which was miserable. The thing I love about the World Baseball Classic the most is the passion from the fans. From pregame outside the stadium to in the stadium, when anthems are played, during the game, during the commercials, and then after the game. The fans. And I will give credit as well to the American fans in Houston. You brought it. The fans in Miami, they're cheering for USA. You brought it. This wasn't like previous crowds. This wasn't like previous WBCs. The ratings prove it. People were into it. Finally, we're into it. And I can only imagine what the next one's going to be like. And I hope they figure it out where there's no restrictions because people are using that as an excuse now. Oh, there's restrictions on it. You know, you can't do this. You can't pitch past this. We need to figure it out. I don't care about the stupid all-star game. It's a waste of time. You can get selected into all-star games and the players get their bonuses and whatever in their contracts. That's fine. You can do that. Congratulations, you made the all-star team. Here's your bonus. Like they do in the Pro Bowl. Because there's no more real Pro Bowl game anymore. It's just flag football, whatever the hell it is now. That's what Major League Baseball should do. Figure it out. 2 weeks. An 8-man tournament. Figure it out. 12-team tournament, 4 buys, whatever you want to do. Figure it out. Because this is a whole lot better than spring training baseball. It's a whole lot better than an all-star game. You see the tears from the players? You're going to tell me this is meaningless? You're going to tell me this doesn't matter? Most of the fans saying it are American fans. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. American fans saying it. Oh, it doesn't matter. But a lot of American fans as well have said, you know what? I like this. I love this. I'm into it. I'm glad I'm watching now. And I'm happy that happened. I said in the beginning, just give it a chance. Watch it. Give it a chance. Don't judge it off of, you know, Israel versus, you know, I'll just pick a random team. Australia. Don't judge it off of that. Some of these teams have no business being in this. It's just a beatdown waiting to happen. Sacrificial lambs. Warm-ups. But for the powerhouses, the Latino teams, the Asian teams, Team Italy, I know it's Italian Americans, but they embraced it. Francisco Cervelli, who did a hell of a job with that team. That team had a tremendous run. So shout out to Team Italy. These players want to play in it. They do. They want to play in it. And I believe them when they say that this means more to them than a World Series because of where they come from. How much they mean to those countries that they come from. How much pride, whether it's Japan rooting for Ohtani, Yamamoto, Sasaki, Okamoto, Murakami, the Latino teams. Rooting for the players that come from their country. Because they look at them and say, if they can make it, I can make it. You've heard the stories of, you know, poor Latin countries, you know, wearing milk cartons as baseball gloves. And it's a big deal to them. And even if I wasn't Latino, I'm not going to knock it. It means a lot to a lot of these countries. And for the kids, it's a way out. If he can make it, I can make it. Something to strive for. In a world filled with so much negativity, so much BS, so much hate, and so much trolling, this tournament's not the one to do it to. It's not. Because coming out of this tournament, I guarantee, in Italy, there's going to be kids now that want to play baseball. Because of the run Italy went on. There's kids in Venezuela who are super excited for the athletes they root for. And the team they root for. The players they root for. The jerseys. If they can afford it, that they root for. The DR team. The fans there. We all know how it is. The Puerto Rican team. They care. And Major League Baseball as a whole should look at this tournament, all players involved, and say, you know what? This energy, this craziness, this fun, this is what baseball needs. And we got to figure a way out to incorporate it instead of having this buttoned up, you know, old school mentality of, oh, you can't showboat, oh, you can't do this, or blah, blah, blah. No. That's back in the day. Like, I understand if you want to throw, you know, brush somebody back from the plate. That's part of the game. You don't want somebody to be comfortable out there. But to throw at somebody's face, their head, because they're, you know, celebrating around the bases because they had a home run, then do something about it. Don't give up the home run, schmuck. Don't. The same way in the NBA, when these coaches get mad when somebody comes down court who's a bench warmer, when they're up 30 and they take a three-pointer. Don't get mad at the player who never gets playing time. He gets an opportunity to shine. How about you not get beat down by 30? Washington Wizards? Chicago Bulls? Indiana Pacers? Oh, that was beautiful last night. We'll see them next year when they have their top pick. I'll get into the Knicks later. But shout out to everybody involved in the WBC. It was an awesome event. I'm going to miss it. And let's be honest, it gave a lot of us around here content during a slow time of the year. It gave a lot of us here, a lot of hosts, a lot of content creators. It gave us something to talk about and go back and forth about. So thank you to the WBC. It sucks it's going to be in 3 years. And I will give you my proposal, a way that I got into it last night or yesterday morning. And I heard Evan mention my name along with C-Mac and Craig that we brought it up about if baseball's out of here, can we do this next year? And how do we do it with logistics and all that stuff? Well, I thought of a way, and I'll give you that after the break.